to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. This is a Thursday edition, the 20th of September 2007 of the National Intel Report. Let me take a breath. Live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. On today's program, I've got Jim Phillips coming up here in just a few minutes. Some of you here in the Round Rock area might be familiar with Jim. There was a symposium put on a couple of years ago. And some of you folks might remember him, but we will have him on here in just a few minutes. And an announcement to all you people locally here, the Truth Seekers meeting tomorrow night. Terry Melton will be there, and he'll share his New York 9/11 experiences. Also, I will be down there. I'm going to give you an update of the current financial and political events. And that's at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the China Emperor at Four Square. I guess that's the name of the mall there. 111 West William Cannon and South Congress. And they've got a buffet down there. It's pretty good food. And, yeah, there is a door charge, all of $2 for the use of the facilities. And Randall has been putting this on, and kudos to Randall because through thick and thin, he never quit. I never quit. We got a bunch of non-quitters here in Central Texas. So you want to come on down, video maker Terry Melton. He's going to share his 9/11 experiences, and I'll share the podium after him. And I'm going to give you the skinny. A lot of stuff that I may not say on air. I'll most assuredly let the people know what's going on. At any rate, that is Friday at 7 p.m. And I just got a call here from, we have a new program. That's right before Michael Herzog's program at 1 p.m. Central Time. It's called Cash Flow. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm doing this. Hold on 1 second, folks. I am talking to my advertising guy right now. Excuse me, folks. I had to have him look at something going down the road. It's live radio. What can I tell you? At any rate, the program is called Cashflow, and this has a real possibility of being syndicated nationwide, and we're going to be on hundreds of radio stations across the country. And this is going to be the backdoor attempt into mainstream mom and pop out there, the generally dumb public. We're going to be talking about credit cards and banking systems and the whole fraud. And if the syndication takes place, there's going to be a lot of radio stations going to be able to sell a lot of advertising around that, because the number one issue here in America, folks, believe it or not, it's not the war in Iraq. It's about their jobs, their money. What are they going to do? So we're going to be giving them the straight poop on that, as I've said, Monday through Friday. So that's moving right along, and I'm glad that it is. So there's the announcements, and when we get back, I've got Jim Phillips coming on, and among other things, he's a world-class sub-zero survival guru. Well, he does a lot of other things. Well-rounded individual, deep, deep background. We'll get into a little bit more of that right after a little bit of this. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I've met Jim Phillips, and I think that was, let me see here, it might have been in late 2005, early 2006, and one writer called him the man who loves the cold. Now, however, Jim adds quickly, "But I don't like being cold." Another calls him a friend of the advocate of winter. Yet another author says Jim Phillips, world-class sub-zero survival guru. And some people say he's just plain nuts. Well, I know he's not nuts. His background in education, science, technology, engineering, and teaching, professional experience, electronics technician, certified nuclear power plant reactor operator, operator instructor, standards engineer, quality control inspector, industrial engineer, passive solar home design, consulting engineer, cold weather clothing, equipment innovator and designer, business development consultant, and motivational speaker. He started his first part-time business in 1970, which spawned several parts of full-time ventures. The largest venture began in 1984 and required raising about $5.5 million. It has resulted in the issues of 11 U.S. patents and numerous foreign patents. Jim and his wife Linda work closely together to constantly encourage and assist others interested and having their own successful enterprises. Well, his specialties, and the reason why he's on the show today, is personal and family preparedness, okay? And without further ado, good afternoon, Jim Phillips.
Glad to be here. How are you, John?
Well, I'm doing well, sir. When did we meet? You were down here in Round Rock. Was that in 2005?
Let's see, 2000. No, I think it was fall of 2006 is when we were there, like September, October 2006.
Okay, great. There's so much that goes on. If you put a gun to my head right now and ask me what I had for dinner yesterday, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
But, yeah, I know the feeling very well. we ain't bored. That's the way we put it.
Hey, I'm pedaling as fast as I can.
That's right.
Well, Jim, the reason why I brought you on the program today, and of course I don't have to tell you about what's going on out there economically, what is happening to our structure. They're begrudgingly admitting right now that, well, it looks like we're in a slight recession. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. But at any rate, what we possibly might be looking at here is a worldwide depression. And having said that, and we've seen this repeatedly with the generally dumb public out there. No, you thought the GDP was a gross domestic product. No, it's the generally dumb public. And we've seen it there's no preparedness out there. And repeatedly, we have seen people that get slammed by hurricanes. They have no food. They have no water. They have no boogie plan. They've got nothing. And yep. they're at the behest of the officials. And all they have to do is tell you, folks, look at Katrina. And it was an official, and I can tell you this, it was an official disaster, not only weather-wise, and to the people down in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, it was a disaster all the way around. Preparedness, that was supposed to be what FEMA was being, you know, touted as, well, we're the saviors, you know, we're the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Well, they didn't manage anything, and people were dying if they found a patch of a ground down there that was dry. I mean, they were literally dying everywhere, drowning in their attics, on their rooftops, everywhere. That's not something I want to hang my hat on and say that, well, yes, we've got FEMA, and they're going to protect us during disasters. But the point of all this is that I highly suspect, as a matter of fact, I'll put it at about a 91% possibility that this country is going to go into depression. There are going to be people that are not going to be prepared for anything. And that's what I want to talk to him today about.
Okay. Well, you know, I believe the ultimate responsibility for the well-being of your household, of my household, of everybody's household, that's in our hands. That's our responsibility. That's what we've been told to do, counseled to do by a number of sources. So that's what I like to teach to, is to help people understand how you can prepare yourself to deal with all kinds of eventualities. If you live long enough, something is going to happen, so get ready for it. That's all. It's real simple.
And it's true. And we have our disasters, but somehow that we seem to muddle through them. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes. That's what strengthens us for future problems. And it's how you approach it and how you deal with it, just from a psychological standpoint. Some people get all freaked out and go to pieces. I learned a long time ago, panic is not an option. And I'll tell you how I know that. I was certified for deep sea diving. And, of course, I'm up in Michigan in the wintertime, and I'm doing all my pool time with the tanks, the aqua tanks and everything, in a swimming pool. It was maybe 10 foot deep. Well, you need to be open water certified. And in the wintertime, you can't do that in Michigan unless you want to chop a hole in the ice, which might turn you on, but it didn't exactly make me happy.
Right.
But at any rate, there I was down in the Caribbean, and I was 100 foot underwater. And my tank regulator was a little bit faulty, but what's really at fault is the gauge on the tank read that it was a full tank. It was almost empty. So there I am, 100 feet below the surface, and I run out of air.
Surprise!
Now, with the first time diving at depth like that, I had one of two options. Either remember how I was instructed and live and survive, and obviously it worked because I'm here today, live, or the other option would have been dead and drowned in the Caribbean. It would have been a nice, watery, clear, crystal blue grave, but dead I still would have been. So I learned a long time ago that panic is not an option. You need to have yourself programmed, if you will, an auto response. When things start to happen, you just go in and you just start clicking and taking care of those problems as they come up.
Yeah, you know, a big part of that is preparing yourself with your attitude, how you're going to approach things. There's two ways that you can look at it. You can either react to to something. That's the knee jerk, you know, you whack the knee and the leg kicks just wherever it happens to be, or you learn to respond. And the key word is about learning to respond, and that's where preparation comes in. That's where information, education, that's where practice, that's where knowing that you have done all the things that you can possibly do so that when certain things happen, your attitude is, well, I can do this. It may not be convenient. You don't even have to like it. But yet you can still have an attitude that says, yeah, I can do this because I've made myself ready physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in all those areas. But you've also done the physical side of things that simply say, okay, the water doesn't work. So I'm prepared so that I can, I've got water stored and I know how to filter and or purify water. The electricity is off in the dead of winter. You know, well, I know what to do with that. It's no big deal. It just means I don't have to pay the power bill. So that's a plus. And you can just deal with these things because you've gained the understanding of how and why things work. And then you've made provisions for the future that you're just prepared to deal with it. And now you're responding rather than reacting, because your reaction, panic is a reaction. And you just don't want to go there. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
all about preparedness.
It is. And I'd seen and I'd witnessed so many instances in my life where people that they panicked and it wasn't the best choice. They got lucky and it didn't take their lives. But bad choices and bad decisions. Forewarned is forearmed, but you can't possibly, and nor should we, I mean, consider every contingency of something that might happen to you that's bad. I mean, that's just not within our nature. When we're born and we're growing up, I don't know, Jim, how you felt going through your late teens, early 20s. I mean, the body's kicking in high gear, the testosterone is flowing, the muscles are building, and you feel almost indestructible. Nothing could ever hurt you.
Immortal and indestructible. Yes, that's it.
There you go. And then you reach your 30s, and, well, you know, you're still at the prime of your life, but when you start creeping in your 40s and your 50s and things stop working as well as they once did, or you don't have that physical stamina, I just talked to my wife, and her and I are going to go into a heavy regiment of diet and exercise, bodybuilding, and everything else. I know some bad times are ahead, and spiritually and mentally I have myself prepared for it, but physically I do not. So I've been lacking in that area, but I'm going to take care of that real, real soon. And it is about being prepared, but more importantly, it is about the mental aspect of this, is it not?
It is. You will live and die based on your attitude, based on how you react or respond, based on your outlook when things happen, because you're correct. You know, we can't prepare in detail for every contingency because we don't even know what they are. There's things that can happen. You can't even imagine what they are. But if you've prepared yourself in a broad sense, and you've prepared yourself spiritually first, mentally, emotionally, and you have those in place, and then you've gained some of the skill and understanding of how and why things work, what you can do, you've made provisions for it, then you have the ability to respond when things happen, even if it's something that's like, whoa, I didn't see that one coming, but hey, you know what? That's an even a better adventure because I never thought about this, but I'm going to, you know, give it some thought. One of the things we tell people to do when you're faced with difficulties, we use some keywords that's like stop. Well, S stands for stop, then O is observe. You know, you've got to stop and take a look around. Take it in. What's going on? Excuse me. I didn't even spell that right.
I was just going to say, I was hoping you were going to backtrack it.
I'm going to back it.
Yeah.
Nothing like misspelling it. Hey, that's my dyslexia kicking in. But anyway, it's S, which is the stop. T, which is the think. You know, you've got to just give thought. Then you observe what's going on. You begin your thinking process. You observe what's happening. And then you plan so you can take action. Now, the only time that you don't, I'll say, you know, stop and do those things, if the car stalled on the railroad track and it's a big light and a big horn right there, you better not think real long, get out of the car. But in most cases, we don't have a split-second judgment that's life and death. Take a few minutes to gather your wits and say, all right, what am I really dealing with, rather than the shadows and the boogeymen and things that really aren't there.
Right.
It's get your thoughts together. Get your wits about you and say, hey, you know, this is a cool opportunity. I'm just going to go for it and do my absolute best and be okay.
And folks, you see it in the news every day, every week, depending on where you're at in the country. How many people have died at railroad crossings that didn't simply get out of their car or truck and walk away? Now, you might look at that on the surface and say that's pretty stupid, but there's reasons why that happens. And I'm sure these people don't choose to die. They just make the wrong decisions. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Back. Jim Phillips is my guest today, and I was looking at some of your, when you're out there in the public speaking, success against the odds, what's missing for personal and business success, survive when things are tough, mental and emotional resilience, your 72-hour kit could kill you, what's wrong with commercial kits, a future without fear, call to personal and family preparedness. And you have to cover other topics, the principles of winter living and cold weather safety. How many news stories, again, do we hear that skiers go out, they get lost, whatever, they die, they freeze to death. There are all sorts of environmental conditions that can kill you, folks. I remember when I came down here to Central Texas, I'm not a big water drinker, okay? I never would drink the 6 or 8 glasses of water or whatever they told you to drink a day. And I didn't even know I was sweating when I was down here because humidity during the summer, we get those southwest winds across the desert southwest, and humidity might only be 30-40%. And it's not like sweating in a more humid environment. I mean, when you sweat in a humid environment, you're drenched, you're soaked. But down here in Texas and in the desert southwest, when you sweat, it just gets wicked away, and you don't even realize that you're dehydrating. And I developed some serious kidney problems, and it almost killed me. And I wasn't even aware of it. And here I am just walking around. I'm feeling real lousy, didn't know what was going on. I mean, it was the weather conditions, the environment that I was in, that actually almost killed me. And I'm not out in the desert, folks. I'm down here in a metropolitan area walking around a bunch of other people. And I was literally the walking dead. And then I discovered what the problem was. I was dehydrated. So you just never know what's going to happen and where you're at. But I wanted to talk to you today, Jim, about family preparedness and what people should be looking at right now as far as preparedness goes.
Well, I guess the simplest way of putting it is, you know, we tell people prepare for all eventualities. Okay, what does that mean? You know, it's a little bit different depending on what part of the country you're in, because some areas are more prone to some of these natural disasters. And, you know, most people know what that is. In my area, we don't have hurricanes. You know, it's 1,500 miles to the ocean from where I am, so a hurricane is not an issue, but earthquakes are. And so I have to prepare for the kinds of things that I would face. You know, an earthquake in the middle of January, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a blizzard, that's a possibility for me. So I have to be prepared for those. Then you add on top of that the man-made kinds of things. Whether it be things that are intentional, somebody would like to, you know, strike harm in an area or a civilization, or you have the technological, ecological disasters that can occur, and you have the economic things. You have this laundry list of things. I try to be very careful about talking about some of those things, particularly in the, I'll say, in the people that are new to all this, because we could all get depressed, you know, looking at all the things that could happen. Bottom line is some things will happen. Now, if you have a family, even if you're just the only one in your family, you have stewardship for you, your household. If you have a spouse, if you have then children, grandchildren, then that stewardship expands, and you can just take a look around and say, all right, if I could not get the services that are being delivered right now, we talk about services such as utilities, but services such as, you know, how the food and how the energy and those things flow to us. If those things were suddenly cut off for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, what would you do? And as you start looking at that situation, you simply say, it's not about maintaining lifestyle. It's about maintaining life. And I don't mean suffering necessarily. I just mean that, hey, you know what? I'll bet you can do without the satellite TV. But you're not going to make it real long without water. I'll bet you can get by without the telephone. But, you know, if your sanitation things are not getting taken care of, there's going to be disease. So you start taking a look at these things and saying, what do I need to do so that I will be okay? I won't be a burden on other people. As a matter of fact, I might be in a position where I can reach out and help other people to some degree. I can teach and encourage and do those kinds of things. And that's what preparedness is all about. As a matter of fact, I think if you're a patriotic American, you should have a one-year supply of food just as an absolute bare bones minimum, that you have things that are tucked away so you can take care of yourself. If you lose your job and you can't go to the grocery store, well, don't go stand in the bread line, so to speak. I mean, just, hey, I've got what I need. I'll take care of myself and my own. And that's the kind of mentality that I like to promote to people. And then help them understand, what do you do? How do you do those things? A lot of people haven't really thought about it. Once you wake up and go like, hey, you know, something might happen. What am I going to do? You have two choices. You can either say, well, you know, the system, whoever it is, or some agency is going to come save my behindy. Mm-hmm. Or you look around and say, you know what, the responsibility is mine. Yeah. I'm going to take responsibility for my situation. And then you begin the process of learning. What do you do? How do you take care of those things?
Well, and I'll tell you what, personally, if I would have been living down in New Orleans in the Ninth Ward, at the very least, I would have had a life raft. I mean,
yeah.
Surrounded by water on, what, 3-4 sides down there, and the levees break, and everybody's like corks in the water. I mean, depending on where it is, but I like your approach to this, because it mental preparedness, and I've encouraged people before, just to get a little taste of what it might be like to lose your utilities, because we all are creatures of habit, and we take things for granted. And we get up in the morning, what do? We stumble out of bed after sleeping in a nice warm bed. We stumble out of bed and we jump in the shower and take a nice hot shower. And then we go downstairs and we plug in the coffee maker, or we throw a tea kettle on the stove and heat up water for some tea. And of course, we plug in the electric toaster to have our toaster muffins. But take a look at what you do throughout the day, that you're just become a creature of habit. And any interruptions in those services or that routine could spell a mental disaster for you. And that's what we're here to talk about today, is actually being mentally The physical part is easy. The mental part is the thing that's important. Get yourself mentally prepared. We'll be right back with Jim Phillips.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Along preparedness lines, I'll squeeze this in here. Folks, you've heard of the British Birkenfelds. Well, the newest Americanized version of that is the Birky Light. And this thing is made out of polycarbonate. It's got the blue tinge to it. You've seen the water bottles out there, right? With the blue, well, that's what color they are. And it's kind of neat because you see how much water that you have in a reservoir. And whether you don't like chlorine or fluoride in your water, and you still use tap water out of your tap in your kitchen, whatever, this can take that chlorine and fluoride out of the water. Now, it comes two different ways. With a lighted base, and you're not going to find a better price on this, I mean anywhere. Normally, those are $279, and the lighted base is great because it comes with a AC adapter, or it's got a battery pack in it that's really super efficient. You know how little LEDs use in power. So it's a great emergency light as well. And if you just like pretty things, I mean, it's stunning when the thing is on and you've got your water in there. It's just cool looking. At any rate, that's normally $279. We've reduced the price of that to $259. And you still get the free gift with that. Two sport bottles, and these are the same. It's the same technology. It'll filter out pond water, mud water. It doesn't matter. Anywhere that you're at, if you need water, this is a great thing to have in a glove compartment of your car. Or you can get a set of PF2 filters. These are the post-filter filters that go on the existing filters that will filter anything out of that water. And again, you can use river water, pond water, stagnant water, the water that you've been seeing, the little squiggly things around and standing water around your house, little mosquito larvae, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever water source, you can filter it through here and get pure drinking water out of this. Now, that's a preparedness item that a lot of people do not have out there. And you see the boil alerts all the time. Well, generally, they come out with the boil alerts for the city water only after they've discovered a problem. Most of the people that have the British Birkfelds out there or the Berkey Lights, they use this on a daily basis, and they don't care what's in that tap because they have full confidence that this water filtration system, gravity-fed, filters everything out of the water anyhow. So you want to do that. Call us at 800-724-2719. Take advantage of the special pricing, and you get free gifts along with it. Call us at 800-724-2719. Now, Jim, I understand that you're looking for a program slot, and I'm here to tell you that we're going to squeeze you in on a Saturday, and I think you're looking for a two-hour spot. I don't think you'd possibly squeeze what you have to say in a one-hour spot a week. So you were looking for a two-hour spot. I'm here to tell you you have it.
Okay. Well, my interest is to teach as many people as we can, reach out to all of them that we possibly can, and help them get, you know, prepared. That's the bottom line. What it comes down to.
All right.
So, well, we'd like to do that any way we can.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And the guy with your skill and your knowledge is much needed. And you're not up there. I got to stress this. You're not going to be up there with ready-made, off-of-the-shelf stuff, and you know that you're telling people to go buy. No, what you're going to be teaching people out there is the whole gamut on survival, and that's just not having a little boogie bag or your 72-hour kid or this or that. Most people don't even think, and I've suggested to people before that you turn that power off at your house, you know, before you go grocery shopping. Hey, leave your refrigerator a little bit bare so the spoilage won't hurt anything. Try going in your house, usually in your garage or right outside your house, and try turning your power off for 24 hours and see how dramatically your life changes. And try cutting your water off for 24 hours and see how badly you need water. Sanitation? Well, yeah, the toilet will flush once, and then ain't going to flush no more because the tank doesn't fill up. Or you go to cook food. Well, wait a minute, I needed water for coffee, or I needed water to boil my spaghetti, or I needed water for this. Well, now you don't have any water. What do you do? And I wanted to ask you here because this piqued my interest. You said your 72-hour kit could kill you. And what's wrong with the commercial kits? What's up with that?
Well, what's wrong with them is a lot of the things that are not in there, and then some of the stuff that's in there that you get a false impression about what it will do or will not do. You see, if you have, I'll say, the traditional kit that comes with the, you know, you see a lot of tube tents and the space blanket things and a couple of water packs in there. And if you take those packs apart and you hold them up against the principles of what you really need, what you have is something that's going to help you for a few hours, maybe a day if you're lucky. But 72 hours, they really fall short, particularly when conditions are really, really poor. Now, obviously, those things are better than nothing. And I'm not saying that a commercial kit is worse than nothing. But what I'm saying is that most people that do not have the experience, they can't figure out what to do with the things that are in there. The kits are sold to be, you know, it's $49.95. Well, that should be a hint. When was the last time you lived on $49.95 when you took everything away? You took your shelter, your utilities, and everything away. Do you think you could really make it on $49.95? If you have the right things, you can. But, see, most people don't have the experience, and then they also don't have the right things. So it's a setup for your attitude. Here's the real problem. Let's say you have one of these traditional kits that has the space blanket, it has the two cups of water per person, it has the tube tin in it, and it's got a little bit of food, and it's got some toilet paper and a cup. I'm going down a list of things I've seen all the time. And let's say you've got your disaster. You grab your kit, you're gone, you're in your backyard, wherever it is you are, the conditions are as they are. And let's not even say that it's the dead of winter up north. It's just kind of like, it's, fall or spring and it's a little chilly at night and those things. You spend 3 nights with that kid. What happens is that here's mom and the kids looking at dad, and he's going like, I felt like I was a man because I had my kid over out here trying to make a living out of this thing. And quite frankly, it's not lousy. It's horrible. And everybody, I just want to go home. See, what happened was they went from a state of feeling like, well, I think we're okay because we have this stuff. Now when they're suffering and they don't know what to do about it, your attitude is just gone. The real setup and why you get into trouble is the people then go from feeling like they were okay to like, I don't have a clue what to do. I have no idea what to do. What are we going to do? We're just going to die. We're just going to suffer. And if somebody doesn't come along and save their heinies, they just curl up in a ball, basically. Or they wander around, stumbling, trying to, figure out what to do. It's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of experience. It's a lack of the right things. And these commercial kits, most of them are woefully inadequate. The challenge is if you really put what somebody needs in there, now you have a kit that's like, okay, it's $400 per person. I'm just pulling a number out of the air. But let's say you try to put everything in there. People go like, well, I can't afford that because I need 9 of them. And so they don't do anything. So you opt for the cheap because it's cheap, when in reality you can start with the basics. You have a lot of things around your house that would actually fit in the kit. You don't necessarily have to go spend a lot of money all of a sudden. You can augment, add to, put the things in your emergency supplies for your grab-and-go kit, your boogie bag, whatever you want to talk about, and so that if you have to get out of there, that'll take care of you. But then you also need to be looking at making provisions for a longer period of time, not just the 72 hours, because 72 hours goes by in a minute when things are really bad. You burn up 72 hours 3 days in a hurry. What if this thing's going to last for 6 weeks or 6 months? You need to be making provisions for the long-term things also. You start with a short, build on it, but do everything from a principle base. What is it you really need and why? And that's where I like to begin with people, is teaching them these basic principles. So you understand why we do what we do, rather than just, hey, here's the whole big list of stuff, go buy it all.
And again, folks, I just, you may not right this minute understand why I've got this guy on the air right now, but I hope that I'm wrong, but my gut instincts tell me that I'm right, that people are going to want to know survival stuff in the future. They're going to want to know what to do in case of emergency. I mean, I've got all my bases covered, except the, like I said, the physical aspect before, and I'm going to be hitting the gym, and I am going to steel myself. I haven't been inside of a gym in so many years. I stopped in one today, and I thought, oh, that's what they look like nowadays.
Yeah.
But physically, I'm going to go get myself in the best possible physical condition that I can. And mentally and spiritually, I'm there. Preparedness-wise, I mean, how many people do you know, Jim, that, they might have gas masks in case we get attacked by sarin gas or some kind of biological whatever? How many people have gas masks out there? Well, I thought about that, and I've got some gas masks, but I thought, you know what? I want to make sure that I'm, for any eventuality, I want to make sure that I can get through whatever, because they got stuff out there that'll eat right through gas masks. I remember Prussian blue that was designed to destroy filters on gas masks. So what does that tell you? So I went out, and a friend of mine about 10 years ago stopped by. He was a retired fireman, and he laid two big foot lockers, and that's exactly what they were, military foot lockers, and inside of each one of those foot lockers was what the firemen use, their self-contained breathing units, replete with oxygen bottles and everything else. So I don't care what environment I'm in, whether I'm in a nuclear environment and there's nuclear radiation. I've got the suits, I've got the breathing apparatus. I've got my little potassium iodate tablets that I take to block the thyroid. Long story short, I'm going to be out of that area. I'm going to be moving, and I'm going to be gone out of the area of contamination. Now, a lot of people don't think like that, but I know that I have the capability, and I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about eventual disasters of any sort, because I don't care what happens. I'm ready. And the biggest thing that really paralyzes people is their fear. When confronted with a situation that they have never been confronted with before, and they have no knowledge as to what to do about it, the panic and the fear is what's going to kill you. Your indecision and that clock tick, tick, ticking, it doesn't stop. And whatever eventuality is going to happen to you, it's going to do its thing. It ain't going to stop and say, okay, well, I'll give you 5-10 minutes to think about it. No, it's going to continue. So I've always been interested, Jim, in people having the courage to face whatever adversity in their life. And I don't care what it is. If you are mentally prepared, then that means you're not scared. If you've taken the steps to prepare yourself for pretty much any eventuality that you can think of, but more importantly, it's the mental aspect of it that is going to be your greatest asset, your own brain. And that's what people have even forgot about how to do, Jim, and that's even to use what God gave you between your two ears.
Yeah, that is the order of priority, in fact, here's how I like to teach people when you talk these base principles. I call it the law of provident living. The law of provident living has four parts. Of course, the first question is, well, what does provident living mean? That's kind of an odd term. What it really means is if you're making provisions for the future, whether you're looking at next week, next year, next winter, next decade, next life, you put all these things together. If you're doing something today to be ready for your future, that's about being living providently. So here's the order of priority of the things you do. Again, this is principles. The first one is a spiritual. The spiritual foundation is number one. If you're not taking care of that, the rest of this stuff is meaningless anyway. So you have to put that into place. Secondly, the thing we've already talked a great deal about is the thing that will determine whether you live or die, and that's your attitude. It's how you react or respond emotionally to what's going on around you. It's if you can face the future and say, hey, this is an adventure. I'm gonna do this. Because I can, because I want to, because I have stewardship. Whatever the reasons are, but you look at it and face it and say, I choose to do this, and I choose to do it with joy. And the question people have is like, okay, that sounds really great. You're going to run around with a Pollyanna smile on your face. You know, life's great. Ain't it wonderful no matter what's happening? That's not what it's about. It's something that comes deep down inside of you. And how you change that attitude is with number three on my list of provident living, which is knowledge. And knowledge is the key to these things, just the empowering thing. But you also have to understand what knowledge is, the definition of it. And since my background is engineering, I write formulas. So let's make a very simple formula. It's K equals I times E. K, knowledge, equals information multiplied by experience, which also says you can have bad knowledge because if you have improper information, you have lousy experience. You've got you've got knowledge that's not good and positive and useful. So the right information with the right experience empowers you. And what's your attitude about something when you've had the experiences that say, I can deal with it? Your attitude is, no, I can do it. You don't even have to like it, but you can. And then number four on my list, I call it stuff. It's the material things. So there you have it. You've the spiritual base, your attitude, knowledge, and then the material things. And everything that we're going to do fits in those areas. Those four areas covers all of it. Now we have to break them down into some depth and understand, you know, let's say the stuff side of things, the material things. Once you're working on these other things, and of course your attitude is partially built by the fact that you say, hey, you know, I understand how and why things work, and I'm accumulating the right things. I'm getting the skills so I can make things. I can get by with things. I can recreate something. That gives you the confidence, which is an attitude, that gives you the confidence, like, yeah, I'll take it on. You don't have to look for trouble. It's just like, hey, if it shows up, I will deal with it, and I will be okay in the process. And then you trigger into these areas, the stuff, and I talk about the principles there of how you get the right things. There's really 8 categories, if you want to break it down. Everything that you need physically material falls in 8 categories. And it's in kind of an order of priority, but not exactly. But anyway, you have clothing, because that's your personal shelter when things are bad. You've got to have the water. We've talked about that. Sanitation is critical. If you get typhoid and die after a week, what's the point of doing the rest of these things? So everything about sanitation, taking care of personal hygiene, your environment, and then disposal of waste. Nutrition is vital, and I didn't say food. I use the word nutrition because there's a lot of people eating things that have nothing to do with nutrition, but they call it food.
Yeah.
And when you're under a lot of stress, you need good nutrition so you can keep your body up. You don't wear yourself down and get sick. Shelter becomes important, but the clothing is your personal portable shelter. But after a while, you need to kind of like come inside. You rest better. And having some kind of shelter to get into. It could be a cave. It can be a tent. It can be a vehicle. It can be a structure But shelter becomes important after a period of time. Then there's a whole area that I call wellness, which is things that don't really fit in these other areas. It is about rest. It's about body cleansing and elimination. It's about recreation. You know, you need to just kind of step back from the challenges, and I could do it with music. You know, a CD player and headphones and a good symphony, you know, give me a half hour with that, and I can, man, that's better than taking a five-hour nap for 20 minutes of some good music to rejuvenate yourself. Then we have tools. Tools is the things that allow you to build and make and repair. You know, a sewing needle, that's a tool. Pocket knife, that's a tool. Fire, that's a tool. You need tools to take care of these other areas. And then finally, you have supplies. Food is a supply, water supply, toilet paper is a supply. So is wire, so is rope, so are matches, so is thread for your sewing needles and things like that. There's key supplies that you need to have in also. And everything that we have falls into those eight areas. Now, take a look at what your life needs so that you'll be okay, and then fill it out with the things that are necessary for you to make it all right.
And again, just going through that exercise, just of doing a preparedness thing, as you said, it's the mental discipline of going down that checklist. You start to open up that door of your thinking process. And that is ultimately what keeps you alive, but you got to think the right thoughts and do things the right way. That's the trick. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We are back. Just a few more minutes here with Jim Phillips. I just wanted to bring him on today's program to introduce the audience to him. And Jim, I might have misspoke. I think that's going to be a Sunday slot if that's not too inconvenient for you.
Yeah, let's take a look at the time on that, because that could work for me.
All right, real good. And I just wanted to bring you up today to introduce the listeners to you. And folks, I hope you've been paying attention. Some of you I can see have not, and that's right. I have a crystal ball here, and I know who's listening and who's being nice and who's being naughty.
Yeah, we're going to come get you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of them dropped off because, well, I don't need to hear this. I want some news and information. These are going to be the people, Jim, and it never fails. As human beings, we have a tendency to be a little arrogant at times. We're better than what we are. We think we can master things that we have no idea that what's going to be entailed. But that's part of our ego and part of our makeup. But I can guarantee you that those people that toddled off and weren't listening to the balance of this first hour are going to be sorry that they did that, because eventually, and I don't want to go into a lot of doom and gloom here or go down that rabbit hole, but I'm going to tell you folks something right now. Whatever that Jim Phillips is going to be talking about on this program or his own program, there is going to be nuggets. They're going to be absolutely invaluable. They're going to be worth more than their weight in gold, and I don't care if gold goes up to $5,000 an ounce. There is going to be something there for everybody. And what really particularly interests me about this is the mental toughness. No matter what adverse situation that you're facing, it's the mental toughness that's going to pull you through any situation. And I want to get these people out there prepared for any eventuality. I want them mentally sharp. I want them to be able to deal with adverse conditions and situations. And mentally, folks, you've got to get yourself on track. Don't be arrogant, because arrogant people die stupid deaths, do they not?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, this has been my profession for decades now. And every time I get a chance, I try to go to other meetings or lectures or listen to people, because you know what? I don't have all the answers. And in fact, this morning I was invited to a little presentation at a meeting, but there were people beforehand, and there were some things that came out of that meeting. It's like, well, I hadn't thought of it quite that way. And so to me, it's a continual process of learning and growing and developing, because one little thought, one little word, one little statement, one little idea can make the difference between life or death, or suffering or not suffering in some cases. So it's a process. Preparedness is a process. It's not something you arrive at. I don't think you ever arrive at the conclusion of being prepared. We're just continuing to develop and grow and become better and better prepared to reach even more and more eventualities. And to me, the responsibility as people become prepared is to reach out and teach and support and motivate and inspire other people to get involved. One of the reasons that I travel across the country, I do classes literally from coast to coast, and take every opportunity I can, is because I'm not prepared until my neighbors are prepared, and my neighbors happen to go from the Pacific to the Atlantic, and everything in between is the way I look at it, because their level of being able to deal with things will eventually affect me to some level. It may not be instantaneous, but it'll come back on me, so I want to help everybody I can.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite little sayings that it has stuck in my head, and it applies to so many different things. Your mind's like an umbrella, folks. It doesn't work unless it's open. Unless you're a pinhead, and then I guess a closed umbrella held over your shoulders just might work for you.
Right.
Hey, Jim Phillips, I thank you for your time today, sir. We'll be talking very, very soon here about the future show on the network, and I appreciate all your skills and your willingness to bring that to this listening audience. Whether they know it or not, they're going to need it.
Well, pleasure to be here. Look forward to talking to you some more.
Okay, Jim Phillips, thank you very much, sir.
Do bet. Take care.
All right. Folks, that will do it for this first hour. Second hour will be coming your way in about a minute and a half. We'll get into a bunch of news and information right after the top of the hour break.
It's true.